one more thing. Hey, this summer, when you're being inundated with all this American bicentennial 4th of July brouhaha, don't forget what you're celebrating, and that's the fact that a bunch of slave-owning, aristocratic white males didn't want to pay their taxes.
Yeah!
22-minute podcast. 22-minute podcast. Don't want to take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff.
Welcome to the 22-minute podcast. My name is Wes Sievertson. Today is Friday.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, that's right. So enjoy. Shit, what Friday is it, though? The 4th. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Where am I? What is happening?
Holy shit.
Oh, man. You know what? It's really bittersweet. James, tell me if this is similar to your experience, okay? Hey, you know what? If I was brainwashed by education, it was certainly to be woke as fuck. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. You know what woke means? Woke means not wanting a white Christian ethno state. So if that by that definition, they were letting you know, hey, bad things happened in this country. It was founded on slavery. And also that really kind of led the next couple centuries. And there's a lot that goes into that, you know. So as much as we were aware of that, and it was something that I feel like, you know, our generation carried with us as like a part of our conscience. Now, seeing how even that's being completely trampled on and everybody just wants to be straight-up bigots, I don't know. 4th of July is just a little more bittersweet.
I think Dazed and Confused said it best whenever they said,
"That's
hey,
be the
remember
opening.
While you're being inundated with all this bicentennial brouhaha, the real reason you're celebrating is so that white, wealthy slave owners didn't want to pay their taxes.
I mean, hell yeah. That's absolutely true. So they came to the America.
And they paraphrasing.
And they founded their own motherfucking place, and they said, leave us alone. And it sounds cool. I mean, it does sound cool.
We want to imprison our own.
Yeah, we would rather create our own system here. And it'll be cool for a while, and then it won't be, and then here we are. But and it wasn't even cool for everybody. It was just as far as, like, tax reasons. It was kind of okay. Whatever. Anywho, have fun with your family. You know, smile at your loved ones.
Who a firework.
Yeah, you know.
Make the firework for you.
I could definitely have a good time with some black cats, like a roll of black cats. There's no question. I mean, right now I could. Always, of course.
Put one in a Pokemon bowl. Pokeball.
Pokeball. Pokeball, yeah.
That put one in awesome. There one time, and I threw it in the sewer, and it was the loudest thing on earth.
I bet. That sounds amazing. I don't remember what age it was. It had to be around like 12, 13. Maybe 11, I don't know. But my grandfather would just light black cats and just let them go off in his hand, you know? And that just blew my mind, and then I tried it. And you know what? If you don't mind the fact that it hurts, it actually doesn't fuck your hand up.
What a man.
I mean, I'm not going to do it now. I would not do it now. But
yeah, you got to have it in a space that's not... When your palm's open, it's going to explode the other way.
So. Exactly. You know, but anyway, he could do it because his hands were made of fucking metal. But you do realize, like, oh, it really doesn't matter that much. It actually is probably made not to. Oh, there's the fire alarm because I smoked marijuana. Hopefully, that's the only time it's gonna go off.
Jacob, it smells like marijuana.
I gotta stop that though. I gotta figure out an edible solution. Is that a store? Edible solution? No.
Edible solutions.
Yeah.
No.
I think the only thing in the edible solution store is edible panties. It's the only solution. The only edible solution you can have.
There is a smell.
We all hey, if it's a known partner, you're already used to. We're inundated. You know, you think the darkness is your friend, but you know. I was already a man before I saw the light. And when I did...
I watched that shit last night, bro.
And when I did, it was already blindness, so...
It was nothing but blinding.
Oh, but you are the uninitiated. Yeah, that's why I said all that. I apologize.
You were excommunicated by a gang of psychopaths.
It's great. You should watch it. I mean, you did, James, but anyway. All right. Yeah. On this day in 1776, some stuff with the us and the British and the proclamations of the Independence
Boring.
Day. And slaves and stuff. On this day in 2012, scientists at the Largo Hadron Collider, interesting, that's not the acronym we're being presented. It's CERN with a C and an E. Kern, you know? Announced that they had detected an interesting signal that was later confirmed to be from a Higgs. What the fuck is this? Mike, where's Mike? Like, what am I reading?
He knew he wasn't going to be around to defend himself with this. Like, I don't like, he's just, I feel like he's just typing in shit that means nothing to no one.
Yeah, like he's in his car right now. That would be so funny.
There's one guy listening to this and he's like, fuck yeah, it was. Fuck yeah.
No, you know.
Finally, some representation. This platform rocks.
Thank you, Mike. I knew it was Mike. Mike's a good one.
We love Mike.
Yeah, we love Mike. No, if he was in his car, because we're reading from a Google Doc, so if he was in his car just like fucking this up, it would be so funny.
Just like fucking with it right now.
Yeah, like just deleting everything. I mean, I could vamp the whole time, but I mean, after about 15 minutes, you're definitely going to be like, wait, what is happening? Anywho.
The fuck is a Higgs boson?
No, I don't know what I'm looking at. This is great. I'm not Googling it either. I'll wait for the day that someone emails me about it. I can't wait.
Right. Prove us wrong.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, moving on. Ba-da-bum-ba-down on this day in music history. Yes, on this day in 1976, The Clash gives their first public performance. Oh, interesting. Opening for the Sex Pistols in a pub in Sheffield, England. I didn't realize. The date makes sense. I figured, man, they got to open. Was that like a small? How big were the Sex Pistols at the time? Why did the Clash get to do their first performance opening for the Sex Pistols?
London Calling and the Hamlet.
No, you know, I don't know. I guess it could be one of those things of like they had been in other bands and they made this band.
There were like three English bands.
Yeah, you know, they were already a part of the scene, and the scene knew about them, and they were like, you got to open for us or whatever.
Right.
That's probably what it was. Man, scenes are fun. Music scenes are fun. Music scenes are fun.
Until Wagon Wheel comes on.
I've never been in a music scene where Wagon Wheel was played on any. And maybe that's
willingly.
Wrong. Maybe, I don't know. Not at a DIY
Someone
show.
Someone you know did it.
As a joke, maybe. I don't remember. I mean, if you're talking about at like a bar, I'm more talking like DIY shows, but definitely at like
right,
a bar.
I get it.
That'll come on. That's bound to hit you. On this day in 1992, Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. I thought that came out in the 80s, if I was going to be honest.
No.
Yeah, obviously not. No, sir. Hits number one on the U.S. of A charts. Mike can get me to fucking read anything he puts on here. It's dangerous. Wow, I didn't know they started this early. On this day, 1995, AFI drops their debut studio album. Answer That and Stay Fashionable. Wow.
I bet it sounded a lot different than in the 2000s, huh?
Yeah, I'm wondering, now I want to know how like prominent AFI was in the like 90s goth scene or something. I really thought they'd, maybe late 90s they started up.
95, I was watching AFV, bro. So.
Exactly, yeah. I'm pretty sure in 95, I was listening to like a Metallica CD my uncle gave me. That's what I was mostly.
Ride the Lightning or something?
It was.
Master of Puppets, probably.
You know what? I'm actually probably thinking of like 96, 97, so it's wrong.
Battery.
Whichever one had, give me fuel, give me fire, give me that. What does dude? That could be 99. Yeah. I have no idea. So I don't know what I was doing in 90. You know
fuck
what?
Metallica.
That's true. What I was listening to in 95 was actually I know for a fact it was the Aladdin soundtrack. So yeah, it's a big one. It's very important.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
What's that?
When he first starts stunting with the genie.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to impress Jasmine.
I need to rewatch that, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, well, chat. Action. On this day in 1963, The Great Escape, starring Steve McQueen, James Garner, and another dead guy, Charles Bronson.
I watched this. My impression was like it left me wanting.
You know, yeah.
And I can't tell if that's just the time that it was made.
I don't know either. Yeah, there's something. It's not well paced. It's definitely not well paced. It needed a different editor, but some of those sequences just became so iconic, and I think it became iconic for, like, children of World War II. You know what I mean? Like, boomers, essentially.
Yeah, it was like nostalgia for them to identify with. I don't know.
They grew up.
It just seemed like too slapsticky all the time.
Well, that was
fucking with the guards and shit while they're in a POW camp in one of the worst wars ever known to man.
Right. I like that's so 1960s. And yeah, so it can be like kind of lighthearted and campy while also being like, yeah, we grew up hating the Nazis when we were children, like that kind of shit.
Yeah, but like they could have put Benny Hill music to some of those scenes.
That's a good point.
Like, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, let's redo it. Wes Anderson will direct it and it'll be zany. If you haven't seen the Phoenicians game, I think zany. Well, zany is, I think, is probably a good word for what he's doing now, which I enjoy personally.
That's what it looks to be advertised as.
Yeah. Well, then it's very zany, and it looks like Wes Anderson. So and that's all I really care about, is I want it to look like Wes Anderson, and then whatever story he's trying to tell at the time, as long as it comes, you know, it completes. As long as it completes, I'm usually happy. So I hope Mike enjoys it today. Which is 2 weeks ago.
From now.
Yeah, from when you're seeing this. Guys, girls, his sister. Listening to it. Yeah. We still have low audience. Try to change that, you know? You know, when people...
It's hard.
Well, I think, you know, the baseball podcast we were doing had a few more followers, and I do think that's because, like, it... the trick, obviously, is pick an audience that already exists. And then try to get some of those people. So yeah, we're gonna do a movie based podcast that we're gonna put out once a week instead, and then maybe we'll start doing this again at some point. But yeah, you know, so the idea is like hashtag the edge, action movies, 90s movies, like that kind of thing. Alec Baldwin and hashtag not
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Not shooting someone. Well, does he?
This time.
Yeah, I don't think he shoots anybody in the movie. He threatens it, but I don't think he actually does it. So good. Anywho.
Premeditated.
He is trying to premeditate some... We don't want to spoil the movie. We'll get to spoiling the movie with the episode.
We gotta redo that one anyway.
You know, that's a good idea. We need to redo all of them, and we just need to redo all of them with video so I can also include visual cues on a YouTube video. But anywho, we'll get to it. It's no big deal. It's Friday, guys. James is already off. I'm probably, if I had to guess, I'm downtown Denver this week. Just because Fridays during the summer seem to be when people want to get their shit done. Lawyers like to take their later quarter and earlier quarter breaks, and they're getting shit done during the summer.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't get water. It was a mistake.
Same.
But we're on the last step. Okay, all right, fuck it. On this day in 1990, Die Hard 2, Die Harder. I always thought Die Harder was not the actual name of the movie. I thought it was something people said that was a joke. And now I'm more disappointed that people weren't being as playful as I wanted them to be. You know? I just want people walking around making up stupid names. Like, I love calling Guardians of the Galaxy, Galaxy Guardians. Because honestly, that's what grammar would tell you to call them.
Right.
That's what's hilarious. But that's also why you say fuck grammar, to be also honest. You just do whatever sounds good.
Like in the movie Rounders.
Fuck grammar. Oh, I do. Rounders is you know what I will never forget about Rounders? Pay this man his money.
Pay that man his money.
It's amazing. And if John Malkovich could like show me one guy in Russia that sounds like that, I'll stop laughing. But
just like a young man coming in for a quickie.
He said, this is a nice paycheck. When do I get to go back to theater?
I'm going to do Con Air next, bro.
He nailed that too, though. He fucking nailed that.
Might have been before.
Yeah, 90. That's 90. Tough. I feel like Rounders was before, but that's just a feeling. That's just a feeling. All right. Well, on this day in 2001, Scary Movie 2. Is released. Honestly, those first two are great. The first two Scary Movies, which that's why I'm hoping Naked Gun, the new Naked Gun, is good. Is because
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, because I do like the genre. I do like the satire, slapstick bullshit, like, hey, we're making a movie and we're not trying to hide it, you know, kind of deal. It's funny.
Right.
But the genre jumped the shark around Scary Movie 3, epic movie, you know, all that bullshit.
Yeah, when it became formulaic.
Right, it's like, honestly,
they were like, insert dick joke here, insert fart joke here, insert weed joke, insert stereotypical black joke, or black racism, blatantly.
It is weird that the Wayans obviously produced those movies, but I didn't feel like until the third one that they, like, leaned, I guess, into one specific culture more than another, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, it's like, I really feel like 3 is way more for just like a black audience.
I think Anna Faris made a fucking killing off those movies.
Oh yeah, so. I mean the third one
just by saying like sexual innuendos
and saying things like this. Yeah. I mean she nailed it, and she's hilarious. She is hilarious.
She's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, she's funny in everything.
You've seen Take Me Home Tonight or
Yes,
Friends.
Honestly, man, I had to watch. For, I don't know, maybe a dozen fucking episodes of Mom, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And, I mean, her and Allison Janney, I'm like, I'm not mad. They know what they're doing. They deliver this shit well, and it's not horrible writing. It's just sitcom writing. It is what it is.
I probably quote her role in Just Friends once a week, maybe three times a week.
That's one I need to rewatch. I haven't seen that in forever.
I'm busy, stupid dick.
That's a great line.
Jokester changed the key on me.
Okay, now I want to rewatch this. She's saying things
that's
like
pretty good, dude.
Jokester, yeah. I need Anna Faris saying jokester at me. Also, I just want to apologize for Chris Pratt, Anna. So,
yeah.
Oh, prick. Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter. Sure, I'd marry her too, but not if I was married to you.
Oh, take that into consideration and maybe meet up on fucking J-Date or whatever Wes is on.
I'm not. They wouldn't. Can you be on J-Date if you're not Jewish? Just to be like.
What do you have to send them a blood sample?
Well, but I'm just saying, what if I get on there and I'm like, not Jewish, but what's up, ladies?
But I'm open to the possibilities.
Like, I don't really care. And this is just another site. So, what's up?
Is this any different than Bumble?
I just wonder if you. Not to quote Good Will Hunting too much, but I'm just wondering if you just are, if you want to go slumming. Here I am.
That might be the best like bit you could do to get their attention is just be like overly Jewish and in your bio just ask questions about why the app sucks.
I thought there would be more options for Woody Allen fans.
It's not very user friendly. It's the user interface is wrong on so many levels.
I just want to say I appreciate you struggling through this app to try and find me, okay? And now that we have that established, don't worry. I've sent an email. Yeah, sorry.
I've sent multiple emails to the development team for this, and what I found is that you just end up not talking about yourself
right,
at all,
yeah,
but
yeah,
telling
exactly
on yourself.
They cannot say they're unaware. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
it.
And then
they're specifically ignoring me.
And then I need to look up, like, words in Arabic or something, you know? Anyway. Okay. Just to throw them in, just to sprinkle them in, just to give a little sense of authenticity. Mm-hmm. What else happened? Oh, on this day in 2007, pretty good movie, Rescue Dawn. Steve Zahn's great in it. Christian Bale is obviously bringing everything he's fucking got.
Rescue Dawn? Was this a TV show?
No, it's like it didn't seem very big whenever it came out, but no, it's a Christian Bale Vietnam movie about like war prisoners.
Oh, well, 2007, you're competing with Dark Knight, I believe.
Yeah.
Around this time.
Well, it just felt like one of those movies like The Machinist where it's like or like a
where he really commits to the role or like Dick.
But also it just like wasn't a huge movie. Like what was the one with was it Michael Pena who was in it with him where he's like an ex-military guy but then he's also kind of like a white cholo. Anyway, that's another one around that time. I don't think it was Michael Pena. It should have been, but anyway,
it was a the something.
Yeah, I fucking can't remember. violence. Fuck it. It's something of violent something. Anyway, a very violent. No, that's anyway. Fuck it. Yep. Fuck it indeed. Let's go ahead and move on to B, birthdays. Yes,
that's
right.
No censor for everything in your generation. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
No. I suggest do what your parents did.
Get a job, sir. I got to get this fly out of here. I don't know how these flies. Just when we're podcasting all of a sudden. Anywho.
That's just what they do, baby.
We got 2 minutes for B-days, which I am not prepared for, so I am now pulling those up.
Real quick, happy birthday, America.
Right. Turning 200.
Old fucking bitch. Dude.
And 49, is that right? Yes, 76, right. I'm thinking of whenever some shit was signed to 70.
We're about to hit that 250, dog. Next year's going to be popping. We're all going to be dead.
Honestly, I thought we'd make it at least 250, but
I think 250 years is the sustainable life cycle for any capitalist country or whatever.
God, well, I'm ready to move. I just don't have the funds yet, but maybe I can get those in some way.
Born on this day, now dead, Calvin Coolidge.
Who had a cool name but wasn't a cool guy.
It's the 17th guaranteed. President of the United States.
17th, don't forget. Don't forget.
I actually don't know.
Oh, okay. That's sorry. Accurate.
I think it could be.
Maybe it's like 23rd. You know what I mean?
That's, Chester A. Arthur?
My guess is 23rd. Anywho, we're not looking it up. Oh, you are? Okay. My guess was 23rd then. I am ready for B-days, but oddly enough, I don't really see too many banging B-days for July 4th. Not a lot of actors. One for sure we need to cover is Gloria Stewart, born on this day, now dead. You would know her, I would say, either as the old lady in Titanic, or you might know her as the old lady with the meatballs in Wedding Singer. And
just puts them in his hands.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
Calvin Coolidge was the 30th president.
Dang it. Somehow I knew there was a 3 in there, but then again.
So now I'm going to call ICE on you.
Oh, no. I mean, no. There's a mirror back here. I was looking at it. I was like, I think they would probably, unfortunately, just laugh at me if you sent them my direction. Uh-huh. This guy looks familiar. Oh, one of the three ninjas, dude. Colt. Motherfucking Colt. Max Elliott Slade, he was in a couple of the movies as well, is turning
40. Was he in Kickback?
Was he? He was in the first one. He was in Kickback. That's right. They changed Colt in the third one. He was also in Parenthood. He was in Apollo 13, but he's turning 45. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Let's see how much time we got. Oh, you know what?
None.
We're already past it. So, all right, guys. Well, enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I am now not recording video, but the podcast will continue until I stop it right now.